This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
Good afternoon. Welcome to Enterprise Biz Bites. It is Tuesday, the 25th of May. My name is Audrey Raj, and with me in the studio is
Frida Liu.
On the show today, we're going to be talking about customer service, customer care. What are we asking our friends today, Frida?
We're asking them, how do you prefer engaging with customer service these days and why? The options on Twitter, via phone, via email, via chat. So let us know. That's at BFM Radio. Instagram also at BFM Radio. I think we don't have many options there, but you know, we're asking for your opinion there. You can also communicate with us, WhatsApp, 018-789-8899. TikTok, yes. I'm just kidding.
TikTok soon, maybe.
Maybe. Snapchat as well.
Wow, you're big promises, Frida. Also on the show today, we're going to be talking about how you can report your boss. I'm just going to leave it at that.
Okay.
And we'll give you a bit of an update on some of the questions we had in our show yesterday about that two-hour shopping limit during MCO 3.0. We finally have some answers, but not all of them. And we'll keep you updated on that as well. But of course, we're talking about customer service today because maybe over the last year or so, you've had to deal with customer service at some point or the other. Maybe it's with your bank because of your moratorium or an SME loan. Maybe it's with your favorite e-commerce store over something that you've purchased or anything at all. You know, maybe it's with your favorite telco. But we've obviously had to engage with customer service in some way or another. We want to know how you did it, though, and how you prefer dealing with customer service. And we're talking about this because a new report by global cloud communication provider Infobip claims that digital transformation is the way to go for customer service support and customer experience in Asia Pacific.
So the report is titled A Year of Disruption, surveyed more than 2,700 customer service support professionals across 9 markets in the APAC region. Some of the main takeaways from the survey include how there have been, more queries and uncertainty. 54% respondents cited the increase in support inquiries as the top challenge facing customer support during COVID-19. Travel restrictions has been a problem. The survey showed that 48% respondents cited travel restrictions as another challenge faced during the previous year. Lack of digital support, 46% of respondents cited that there is not enough digital support to effectively utilize available digital platforms. Infobip claims the data is an indication that customer service support and customer experience landscape is evolving and slowly departing from traditional channels. They add that this also shows the need to effectively manage customer service via digital platforms as more customers find convenience in social media over making a phone call or email inquiry. What EKYC, know your customer.
Yes.
Yeah.
So, you know, if we're going to digitalize customer service, automation is definitely going to play a role in the future, right? So half of the respondents reported that the digitalization of customer service support is a permanent implementation moving forward, considering the long-term benefits that come with smart automation and implementation of a digital omnichannel hub. So on a scale of 1 to 10, respondents rated an 8 on average for the importance and necessity for customer service support to be digitalized.
Infobip claims as more companies go digital, expectation to work customer experience naturally evolve with it. C.S. Gill, who's a country manager of Infobip Malaysia, we said that in the digital transformation, companies are on the right track by prioritizing a more efficient, effective customer experience. Humanizing technology goes a long way to enhancing the customer's overall experience, and it builds relationship that opens the door for them to return. However, the survey also shows that the CX industry seems to be experiencing a skills gap. In all the markets, respondents listed employee training as a top consideration when it comes to adopting a digital customer support system.
So how then do we prepare our labour force as well for a more digital customer service support experience? Infobip has encouraged employers to train their customer experience workforce for digital transformation and invest in communication channels that are relevant to their markets by finding the best solution solutions to simplify their communications needs. They say more companies recognize the need to improve customer communications on digital platforms and have integrated chat into their larger communication strategies. And among the surveyed markets in their recent report, right, Indonesia had the highest percent of companies that use Facebook-owned WhatsApp Business to manage customer support. That was at 65%.
Right.
Malaysia and Singapore followed in second and third with 55% and 46% respectively. Frida, I have to ask you, have you ever engaged with customer service via WhatsApp chat or via any kind of messaging?
I have, right? So it's WhatsApp, right? Because, you know, you order things and all that. And I've had where there's no response at all.
Via WhatsApp?
Via WhatsApp, right? And this was with a company that was like fairly well known for a particular product, right? And it was like no response at all. So I find, if I were to do the survey, I am a bit old school. I still want to talk to somebody.
You want to pick up the phone and wait for 20 minutes before you get someone on the line?
And then say, who am I speaking to?
To get the person's name. And can I speak to your manager?
No, I never get that mad. But just like, who am I speaking to? So that in case I need to speak to the manager, I know who I was speaking to.
Right, right.
I mean, of course, right now, a lot of things, that's the first place, right? They just force you to go online, right? And you, if they're intuitive, I haven't had a really good intuitive experience yet. They're trying, you know, with this chatbots and all that. And for simple things, yes, you know, I'm just talking about airlines. Usually we get into those chatbots, right? And it's like, you're not answering my question.
Because it's just a chatbot that's programmed with its FAQs, right? And then when you have a query, they pick out those keywords and then they just send you the information from the FAQs, right? And that's just frustrating. You want to be able to live chat, I guess.
Yeah. Or even an email option, right? So, I mean, that's another thing as well.
I'm one of those people who will drag my feet to make a complaint. You know, so if I rather just deal with a lackluster product, I can't believe I'm saying this on air, but then actually have to write an email or pick up the phone and call someone to complain about something.
Right.
But I have found that when I've had issues with some of the stuff that I've purchased over the last year or so, doing the whole customer service experience via chat has been actually quite good for me. So now I feel like even if I just want to say, hey, I received my parcel and, you know, everything came packed and intact and I'm very happy with it, I'm actually doing that. You know, before this, if I had to write a kudos email, oh please, you know,
right,
if I had to pick up the phone and call someone, unless I have money missing in the bank or something like that.
So far, like, of course, we've been getting a lot of that because we're getting a lot of parcels to the house, right?
Yes.
And then so they'll send you an email, have you received? I'll say yes. And they said, are you happy? I'm like, I couldn't be bothered with answering, am I happy or not? But I will say, yes, I've received the package, right?
But we're only able to do this, give this kind of immediate feedback because of chat, right?
Right.
So you can understand why people are, I guess, gravitating towards WhatsApp or messaging or chat as the next form of customer support. And that's why we're asking you today, if you prefer engaging with customer service via phone or via email, via chat or any other channel, get in touch with us and tell us why your preference is so. 018-789-8899 is the number to reach us on WhatsApp. You can also chime in on the conversation on Twitter and on Instagram. At BFM Radio is our handle. When we come back, we'll speak with the country manager of InfoBip, CS Gill, about the challenges the customer service has to go through over over the last year or so to implement these digital channels, and also if we should have some privacy concerns when liaising with customer service via chat. All that and more. Stay tuned. This is Enterprise Biz Bytes, BFM 89.9.
Brewing frothy mocha. BFM 89.9. The Business Station.
Welcome back. You are listening to Enterprise Biz Bytes with Frida Liu and Audrey Raj. On the show today, we are asking you,
how do you prefer engaging with customer service these days and why? Let's look at a quick look at the poll results thus far. Via chat at 48.1%, via phone at 33.5%, via email at 16.5%, and others 1.9%. This is the person that goes to the counter.
1.9%. Over the counter, face to face. Yeah, and over on Instagram, we don't really have a poll for you. We just left it open-ended, I guess. But a majority are saying via chat at the moment. So, you know, we also have a couple of messages, right?
A comment here from Stephen Ho over WhatsApp. He said, I would prefer to use live chat as much as possible because it is easier to upload attachment like picture of proof. I usually can estimate the waiting period. I can minimize the window, do other stuff while waiting, right? And however, for financial related service like contacting bank, calls only.
Calls only, right. Okay. Of course, we're asking you how you prefer engaging with customer service these days and why. 018-789-8899 is the number to reach us via chat. You can also reach us on Twitter and on Instagram at VFM Radio is our handle. For now, though, we have on the line with us CS Gill, Country Manager of Infobip Malaysia. We thought, you know, we'd speak to Gill because Infobip were the guys who came up with this report called A Year of Disruption, right? And spoke about how more customer service support professionals felt like going digital is the future for customer experience and for customer service support. Gill, thank you for staying on the line. Now, just to kick things off, I know it's easy for us consumers to complain about customer service without really understanding the challenges behind the scenes. So could you give us a summary of what your recent survey uncovered in terms of challenges in the customer service support field?
Okay, thanks, Audrey. Yeah, this survey was really interesting. It was done regionally across 9 countries with about 3,000 respondents. And almost all of them said they faced an increase in volume in terms of customer support. And with the pandemic, that was an additional challenge. We're talking about like 60% in Singapore, 50% plus in Malaysia, 40, you know, around that range in Indonesia and Thailand, 40%. So that surge in customer support inquiries coming in and not being able to cope because everybody had to work from home. Cloud was a bad word prior to the pandemic. So this whole digitalization experience, especially for FSIs and companies, they worried about data security. Everything had to be on-premise. That's changing today. You know, what we can see today, even the Malaysian government, even the banks are all moving to the cloud because this pandemic has forced digitalization. And this is one of the key results we see based on this survey.
Right, a five-letter bad word called cloud. Okay. CS, the data also indicated the CSS and CX landscape is evolving and slowly departing from traditional channels. Why do you think this is, and what kind of channels do you see consumers evolving to using more frequently?
Yeah, I think here, you know, a company needs to think about being a mobile-first strategy. And one of our customers, Gibraltar, BSN, had this experience. So they were a very, their insurance company, and they send out paper policies, right? So they wanted to go digital. But when they wanted to go digital, they realized that emails today are no longer relevant. Because, you know, you buy an insurance policy, you put your Yahoo or your Hotmail. People don't really log into Yahoo or Hotmail every day. Your phone is your office email and WhatsApp. In Malaysia, WhatsApp is predominant. So they essentially leapfrogged over email and went straight to WhatsApp. So if you were to buy a policy from them today, it gets PDF, password protected, and sent straight to your WhatsApp.
Right. So are there any other channels, examples of how businesses are optimizing customer support via new channels? Other than WhatsApp, are there other channels opening up?
Different countries have different. So like, for example, in the Philippines, it's Viber. But these chat applications seem to be the flavor of the year during this pandemic, you know. So it's Viber, it's Line in Thailand, it's Telegram in Cambodia. So different chat applications work. Zalo in Vietnam work in different markets. But in Malaysia, it's predominantly WhatsApp. With a population of 30-odd million, WhatsApp told us they've got 22 million active subscribers. So it's a really ripe channel to leverage on.
Okay, now why do you think it's been a relatively easy transition into these messaging apps from the way we traditionally, you know, liaise with customer service support? Why has this been an effortless transition for us?
I think it's driven more by the market. Gone are the years where you want to actually call a call center and press 1 and press 2 and press 3 and being told that you're so important and then listen to elevator music while you're waiting. today, you know, people want instant responses. People want to be able to serve themselves. And chat applications are the easiest way route to do that because they're used to talking to each other over WhatsApp. All of us have WhatsApp in our phone. You know, we have groups. We are in our neighborhood groups, in our office groups.
Yeah.
And we are used to that flow of communication where you can ask a question and get an answer and get it sorted and do it fast.
Right.
So this is why we see a big upsurge in WhatsApp. We launched WhatsApp in Malaysia probably about a year and a half ago. And we've had a lot of take up within the country with a lot of large organizations leveraging on the channel to communicate. On top of that, with WhatsApp, you can build a bot. And this bot can automate a lot of those FAQs. And with AI, it can even, sort of understand what you're trying to search for and bring you to the right route before you actually talk to an agent. If possible, it can even solve your problem and you don't need to talk to a person. The experience here would be with one of our other customers, insurance company, who is doing claim submission. So when they first started, the bot would take over to submit the claim and tell you, okay, you want to do a travel claim. You need to have your passport, you need to have your flight ticket and whatever documents, and then connect you to an agent to receive. Today, the bot takes everything. And you don't need to talk to a person. Okay, get all this information, take a photo, send it to us, and then it pushes it to the back end and it starts processing the claim. So that frees up the customer service representative to handle more complex issues.
Right. Okay, but Gil, you know, should we have any privacy concerns about this? Now, you mentioned sending photos of your ID via chat, your passport, you know, something like that. Is that secure?
Yeah, I think it's an approach on, like, for example, with us in InfoBip, we work with most of the banks and insurance companies. So we go through all their compliance. So whatever information you send comes to us. In fact, with WhatsApp, actually, it's more secure than SMS. Traditionally, right, let's talk about the tech, your one-time pins. So, you know, your side is secure. I work with you. I'm also secure. I comply to everything. But the last mile, when it goes across to the telco, it's clear text. With WhatsApp, I need to deploy a server to do WhatsApp encryption. So you send it to me. I have to do encryption and then push it across to WhatsApp. WhatsApp cannot see your messages. WhatsApp does not store anything. And when it reaches the phone, it gets decrypted. On my side, we can agree on how long you want me to store this. And once it's reached the phone, I can purge it off my system. So there are ways where we can manage that data so that, you know, there's no data breach and we can comply to all the standards that's required.
You know, as we try to digitalize customer service support, what happens to the human factor? Isn't that still important? How do we retain the human factor in customer service?
The human factor is there. And I think it's a balance between the two. For example, my personal experience with my mom and the my Sejahtera. So my mom got the appointment to go to Sunway for the vaccine. And we accepted it. And then it's due on Thursday. And on Sunday, we get an SMS that within 48 hours, if you don't reply your consent, you can't go. And she sent me the phone, and I'm in tech and I understand tech, right? And I'm trying to figure out, how do I send my consent? And I just couldn't figure it out. And I tried to call the customer care number, but they don't work on weekends. And if we had a bot here, you know, it would solve that problem. And eventually I had to wait till Monday. But I must say, they're really effective. On Monday, I called and they said, "Don't worry, sir," and they sorted it out for me. They did a really good job.
Okay, with all this automation and digitalization of CSS, what happens to the thousands or even millions of staff working in customer support around the world?
Yeah.
I think it's about reskilling And the quality of, you know, when you want to talk to a person, it's something that a bot cannot do. And the bot will become more intelligent and be able to handle most of the basic information that you require. Mm. So if I require a change of address for my electricity bill, this is something very complex today where I need to actually walk into TNB to do it.
Yeah.
You know, and today we can't walk into TNB because of the virus.
Yeah.
So people are rethinking that process. So how do we do it? With this, we need a human. And maybe we need RTC where I do a video call and I show you my face and I show you my ID card and you can verify me and change my address.
Mm.
So, you know, reskilling the people rather than entertaining questions where it's, you know, a FAQ that's very simple, but to entertain the more complex questions.
Mm.
Think about upselling and cross-selling solutions if you are in a telco or in some organization where you need to have that engagement. So these people could be reused into that sphere where basic customer support, where the customer needs something resolved and, you know, he can click 3 clicks and get it sorted, will be much easier to be done over a bot. A good example would be Pizza Hut.
Mm.
So, Pizza Hut today, you can call and order a pizza, you can download the app, you can go to their website, and they are with us now over WhatsApp.
Mm.
And I, being locked at home, do order pizzas occasionally against my doctor's advice. But it's a really easy experience. It sits in my WhatsApp, I search for it, it remembers my name, it remembers my last order, it remembers my address, click a link, do the payment, and the pizza is here.
Mm.
4 clicks. I don't need to actually press 1, press 2, press 3, wait to talk to someone.
Yeah.
Like what we used to do back in the day.
Yeah.
You know, and I don't really want to download the app because I don't want to eat so many pizzas. So it's convenient. We see a lot of take up on these channels. 60% close to in Malaysia of consumers that we interview say that they would prefer to talk to the business via a social channel.
It's very dangerous though. It's so easy to order
a pizza
via WhatsApp. Oh dear.
Okay, so I guess this is happening. You know, we'll be chatting with customer support via WhatsApp from now on.
It's about time. You know, people want things and people want things immediately.
Mm.
And customer service today is struggling to keep up with it. The good thing about going to the cloud, and if we talk about it in back in the day, talking about bots and talking about a contact center solution cost a few hundred thousand, cost $1 million.
Yeah.
Today, it's all subscription-based. It's zero entry costs, and you just pay subscription.
Hmm.
So it's very easy to migrate. You can build the bot yourself because it's drag and drop. So it's really convenient, and you can have access to the platform. So it doesn't have to be perfect in the start and you can tweak it as you go along and get feedback from your customers. So big or small, you know, everyone can migrate to the cloud. Everyone can migrate to these bots and these digital contact centers. And even post-pandemic, I see that, you know, once we move, this is going to be the way forward.
Right. Thank you for that, Gil. That was CS Gil, Country Manager of InfoBip Malaysia. Now, we're going to have to take a quick break for some messages, but we are asking you on the show today.
How do you prefer engaging with customer service these days and why? Take part in the poll before it's too late.
Yes, at BFM Radio. You can also reach us on WhatsApp 018-789-8899. We'll be back with a story about how you can report your boss and also an update on that 2-hour shopping limit that will be tracked apparently by Maisa Jatra. All that and more coming up on Enterprise Biz Bytes. Stay tuned, BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.